Have you ever found yourself in a season where you realize you just have too much on your plate and everything excites you, but at the same exact time, everything is pulling you in different directions? So what do you do when you feel like your purpose is choking you and you just need air? All aboard to Chatting with Charity. Today's destination is Please Let Me Breathe. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, what's up, writer? Welcome back to the number one podcast that takes rides that change lives. I'm your girl, Charity, and I'm so excited to have you here today on this ride. Last week, I did not have a ride because I was doing my first vending opportunity. I took Lux & Co. and Gabriel out to a church to sell some of my products and my planners, and I was really happy with the feedback. It was exciting. It was exhausting. But more than anything, I conquered my fear of putting myself out there and believing in what I've created. If you find yourself in a similar position where you don't see the support that you need, don't be afraid to go out there and find the people who are going to support you and say, wow. So hearing all those wows and having a bit exchange, you know, giving my product away and receiving some money, it made me feel good because I think as a mom, one of the number one insecurities I've developed is financial insecurity. And I've never been that way because I'm pretty good at managing my finances, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul and then hurry up and paying Paul before Peter come back. You get what I'm saying? So I've been pretty good with managing my finances, but as a mom, that fear of ever being homeless and not being able to provide for your child is so devastating. I think about it more than I need to, because the truth is that if God is God, then he'll never have his children begging for bread, and whatever season in life you go through, it's okay. Now I'm going on a tangent because this ride is without notes, so you're probably going to enjoy it a lot better because I'm flowing. And when we flow on these rides, I know we experience life-changing experiences. So I've been trying to overcome that fear of financial hardship by putting myself out there, trusting God and operating in my purpose. But I'll be honest, in that desire to pursue what the Lord has called me to do, whether it's these rides, building a mentorship community, traveling to Kenya, whatever it is, I feel like it's choking me. One person can only do so much before you start to feel like, what is all of this for? This is just not fitting into my life and it's becoming too much and I prefer this and I prefer that. And the Lord has been dealing with me about my need for speed and to understand that where I'm at is exactly where I need to be. So my plan with these rides is to batch record and to give you guys the content and the rides that you need to keep you going while I focus on Gabriel, going back to school, my mental health, and honestly, just creative projects that have nothing to do with financial gain, like sewing and just strange things. I don't know. And spending more time with the Lord. What I've come to realize is that who I am requires me to be live, available, and enthusiastic. How am I going to batch record so many rides if they're not authentic and it's not what I want to talk about in the moment? So you know what, you guys, we're just going to be riding here audio for the rest of until I figure out what I want to do next, basically, and how I want to make these rides visual, like when I want to do that. But anyways, what do you do though when God is pulling you in so many different directions and you have so many responsibilities? And I'm here to tell you the answer is to keep going. I am learning in life that pressure is a priority. Like you need to be able to live in pressure. And it's a priority for you to manage yourself well so you can make a life under pressure a viable life, a life under pressure, being a life under control and not necessarily expecting the pressure to change, but to understand that this pressure is necessary. And by making pressure a priority in your life, then you develop a way to deal with the challenges in your life so you can manage the seasons that you're in. One thing about pressure that I've learned is that it produces a new version of you that's so necessary for what God has called you to do. For me to be a single mom and to have Gabriel every single day and also manage all of these things that I've got going on, even my self-doubt and my insecurities, all of that pressure is here to help me understand how to, number one, cast my cares upon God. Number two, learn how to prioritize what's important for the day and not getting mad if I can't get anything done. Number three, finding ways to save time, shift, and to navigate in a way where I do the best that I can and to be proud of myself. And number four, to really acknowledge when I need rest and ain't none of this about to try to kill me. Lord, pick up the slack because your girl needs a break. These are things that are so important for a successful life, and you can't adapt or learn or be great at these things without living under pressure on a consistent basis and not feeling like pressure has to go away in order for you to be who you are. You have to be who you are under pressure. Now, I understand that the people around us can also put a lot of pressure on us and make our own purpose exhausting. I have learned that when I have more people around me, friends, or my phone is ringing more, that I can't seem to get anything done. And the Lord has been telling me to prioritize my purpose and to prioritize what He has called me to do before relationships with other people. In doing that, I'm able to serve Him and live under pressure without that pressure feeling like it's going to break me. The people that are pulling on you can wait. They can wait as long as it is necessary for you to get to a space where you can even sow into their lives. A lot of us here, if you riding with your girl, you're a total people pleaser. You want to be there for everyone and everything, but you have to know when you need to pull back. So I've been in this journey where I feel like God helped me to understand how I can pull back and then do it in a way where it's actually pushing me forward. To not remove the pressure, but to remove the things that are not a priority so I can make the things that are pressing me a priority. By making the things that are pressing me a priority, then I'm going to be able to deal with the things that are stressing me out heavily. One of the things that I am pursuing again is going back to school. That is not an easy task, especially with a child and a child that is becoming more and more rambunctious. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, God, is there any way that I can get around this? And the truth of the matter is that there's no way to get around the steps that are required for your purpose. I am about to press through 3 years of school with my child. And my child growing up and all of the needs that he has, as well as producing these rides, trying to have a functional business. And I say to myself, wait a minute, God, maybe I could do this school thing in a couple of years. So I've been wanting to take things off my plate, but the Lord has helped me to understand that He can grace me with the particular amount of strength that will allow me to get through these challenges that I feel are so overwhelming. I can't afford to push back my blessings. I can't afford to stop rides. I cannot afford to slow down in this pace and in this grace that God has given me, because how can I ask God for speed and success and wealth if when things get difficult, I feel like I need to take a long extended break from who I am? I'm creating a life that I can live in consistently, a life that I can enjoy consistently. And I need to be able to sit in this thing and deal with this frustration until this frustration becomes normal for me. I know a lot of y'all don't like Kim Kardashian, but I'm here to submit her back to you again for your consideration of how courageous, strong, and viable she is. When I say viable, it's a term that's used in business that can say, is this business viable? Meaning, will it live? Will it go through those hardships and those challenges that entrepreneurship has? Or if you're in a time period where the business is struggling, but it's still a great idea and they can turn around, that makes the business viable. We also talk about viability when it comes to pregnancy. When you go to your first appointment, they ask you, is this baby viable? They're checking to see, is this baby going to be able to grow inside of your womb? And is this baby going to reach to a age where you'll be able to successfully give birth? The same exact thing is necessary in our lives for us to create an environment and a space where who we are and our purpose and our existence can live and be viable. And Kim Kardashian is a very strong, confident woman. I was just watching the show today, and her mom was lamenting on the fact that she thinks that she kind of created these women who are successful and strong, but at the same time dealing with a lot of mental health issues. We look at someone like Chloe. Chloe has had the most tumultuous journey, but Chloe has really, she used to be the mouthy one, the fun one, but she's really become quiet, internalized a lot of things. And in my opinion, shows signs of a lot of depression. Like, it's not who Chloe used to be. And yeah, we all grow and no one is held hostage to their past, but there's a light inside of Chloe that's not shining anymore. And it comes from her journey of motherhood, her journey with Tristan, her journey with just all of these different challenges that she's facing. When you look at someone like Kendall, she was a superstar, right? Then now that superstardom, that modeling career that she had, which was so beautiful and took her to many different places, produced a lot of anxiety inside of her. Then we look at someone like Kylie. Kylie has gone through it all as being one of the most famous people in the world, where everything she did could cause someone to go viral. I mean, literally producing musicians because she retweeted or reposted something. Kylie stayed in the house her whole pregnancy. I don't know about you, but I can't stay home 365 days. No, I can't do that. But she's very retreated. You don't see a lot of her, and she's only starting to speak more, but she wasn't speaking often. Then someone like Courtney. Courtney has gone through her own journey with Scott and different things like that. But, you know, Courtney suffered a lot with feeling like she wasn't working hard enough and wanting to just be a normal person. So I tell you all of these different scenarios and characters so you could understand how they've all dealt with the challenge of stardom. But when you look at Kim Kardashian, she has said from her own mouth in this season, in this episode, that she's never found this career in this life that she lives as terrible. No matter how bad it's gotten with Kanye and the sex stories and Chris and all these different things, she's never regretted who she is and how far she's gotten. Now, everybody does strange things to get to different places. And I'm not talking about that part, but I just think that for you to get to a place in your life where the challenges around you don't make you regret where you are, where the challenges and the pressure around you find you to be more strong and more confident after you've overcome those challenges. For you to get to a place in your life in 10 years where you feel like, I'm not tired of this. I still love my life. And Kim loves her life. She's excited about pursuing new things. And the more she puts on her plate, whether it's motherhood, divorce, stress, dating as a single mom, trying to build these businesses, being a lawyer, podcasting, all of these crazy things, they are a part of her, and she doesn't see herself outside of them, but she sees herself with them like an octopus in a way. And for myself, I relate so much with Kim because I have so many things going on in my life. But when I watch her have the ability to be vulnerable and cry on television, to say things are not okay, but to still not regret her life, it is a very humbling place to be. It's a very, very humbling place to be, because when you look at the other sisters and how their lives have unfolded, they have the success, they have the wealth, but they don't have the peace of mind. And what do you do when you get everything that you've wanted in life, but you don't have the ability to enjoy it? I submit to you again for your consideration that it's this season in your life where if you stick it out and you continue to allow God to build you in a hidden space where you're dealing with challenges, you're dealing with people, but you're not asking God for a long extended break like I was about a week ago. I was about to leave, y'all. If you're not asking for a long extended break, but just praying to God for more strength, for help, for joy, for capacity, whatever is necessary for you to get through this season, then you're not going to lose time by trying to go on pause. You're not going to let the pressure and the life that's overwhelming you put you in a position where you forsake your destiny because you're going to miss the next turn or you're going to miss the next ride. Just adjust your life in a way where what you feel is suffocating you gives you a little bit of air. But at the end of the day, all you need is a little bit. You don't need to give up. You don't need to stop. You don't need to feel so overwhelmed that you can't see how to get through what you feel is choking you. Because most of the times, the feelings that we have are just an imagination. The feelings that we have, it's just fear and the enemy speaking through us. if you lock down and you get through this season of your life, you're going to be very grateful because you're going to be Kim Kardashian and not the rest of them. Now, again, like I said, some of y'all don't like the Kardashians, but we can always learn from someone's story and we can always look at how someone operates and say, God, I like that thing. I'll add one more thing. You know, it's easy for us to go through so many challenges and then want to talk bad about the people that have really hurt us. We want to talk bad about all of the things that make us angry. And what I've learned when it comes to all of the sisters is that they don't talk bad about the people that hurt them. When things happen, people just slowly disappear and they shift to the next thing. And it's important for us to have that same grace that when we're under pressure and under scrutiny, make decisions that are going to make your life easier for you to deal with the pressure, because you have to prioritize which pressures are going to come first. And all of them can't be number one. So move in grace, move with integrity, move with intentionality, but don't slow down. This is your season, so keep it up. Well, rider, we've reached our destination. I really hope that you enjoyed this ride. It's your girl talking freestyle, which I really love. Stay safe out here. I've been hearing about the different fires and stuff like that and all of these weird shootings and things going on. You guys just stay prayed up. The Lord is your strength more than anything. He is your savior and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I love you for riding and see you next time right here on Chatting with Charity. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend.